I work in a pet store, and the worst part about working in a pet store is dealing with other people's problems. Because it's never actually about the pet. They just project their own shit onto the pet. Like, oh, I think my goldfish is lonely. Well, ma'am, goldfish don't usually get lonely, so you shouldn't worry about it. No, she looks lonely. I think she really is lonely. Well, you know what? The best thing to do, maybe if the goldfish swam a couple more laps, lost a few pounds, cut down on the food, you know, fixed herself up a little bit, then maybe it would work itself out.
I recently found out that if a guy were to drink enough pineapple juice on a regular basis, his semen would not only absorb the smell, but more importantly, the taste of pineapples. I guess the logic behind this being that the next time he gets head, that person would get a blast of tropical fruit flavor as if your dick was a pack of Starburst. Now, it might just be me, but ejaculate should never be described as fruity and delicious. It also raises the question, how much cum makes up someone's daily diet before they're starting to incorporate it in recipes? When talking about sexual fantasies, the one I never really got was when guys say they want to be with two girls at once. That just seems like a lot of work. Don't get me wrong, I enjoy sex, but it is a type of physical exertion. You're working. It's like what I would imagine working at a chocolate factory would be like. Would you work a double shift and expect not to get paid time and a half? No, you'd be like, go fuck yourself, Wonka. I'm going to go work for Hershey's. Maybe if there was some added incentive, like there was such a thing as time and a half cum, like you could actually ejaculate from your eyes, then yes, being with two women at once would then be worth it.